And the time will be our time, and the grass will be no mind.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Elvis and Neil Diamond, who wrote it, for that wonderful song that we use each week. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bruce. Let's go. Let's get to work.
All right, let's get to work. I know how much you love politics, so let's talk about the politically correct lies. I mean, why don't we talk about the life lesson about being right or being married? It's really essential that a man is always right, correct?
Well, it's been essential for you to always be right.
But that's only because I am.
That's correct. That saying of would you rather be right or would you rather be married is a good sort of launching off point for a lot of situations men get in, because they're getting stuck, they're arguing, they're stomping their feet, they're not having the big picture, and they're sort of throwing their relationship under the bus to make a point. And in our circle, and we talk about the men acting like little boys and the need to silence that little boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a topic, and I think it's an issue affecting most men in most marriages.
I joking aside, it is definitely one that affects my marriage. And I do believe the second part of that is, well, men have a need to feel right or be respected or be told they're right. Women do have more sensitive feelings. I mean, I know in my marriage, the big thing I hear from my wife, the biggest thing more than anything else is my feelings are hurt. Yeah, I don't know how to fix hurt feelings, especially someone else's.
Well, you know, men are very sensitive too, and men get their feelings hurt all the time too. Now, we talk about those feelings and whether men should be in a position where they have their feelings hurt. That's another discussion. But men are very feminized, so there are a lot of men who have been trained to behave like women, and so their feelings get hurt, and it keeps them from being able to make good decisions.
You think I could have my wife come in and see you,
Bruce? Well, let's work with. Let's talk about your wife. How about that? Let's start there.
Okay, I'm kidding.
You know,
I love my wife.
I know you do.
Even though I'm always right.
This discussion reminds me of a conversation I had yesterday with a man who is in a business relationship with another initiated man, another man in our Better Men circle, and he had a moment where he was getting really upset, and he knew that it wasn't a good place to be. He called another man in his men's group to talk about it, because he's learned that just like in a relationship, you know, married relationship, the relationship that he was going to have with this other guy in business, he knew that it was not about being right, but he was finding himself in a place where he was angry and knew that he had to get to a better place, a more centered place, to figure out, well, just what is going on?
The great lesson there is actually not the particulars, but it's something that you have advocated since the day I met you, which is, in many cases, go to another man that you trust, that knows, that does some of the work, men's work, that is, and discuss whatever feeling you're having or whatever reaction before you take action with, in this case, a business partner, or in the case that we were talking about originally, a spouse.
That's right. And this guy I was talking to, this man, he said, if I had not been in the men's group, it wouldn't have even occurred to me to make that phone call. Right? It's the training that the men get week after week of finally learning to trust the men, finally, you know, having the important issues sometimes, you know, pulled out of them, that they see the value in running it by, because we're so used to taking our own counsel, we're so used to being isolated and coming up with whatever, the best decision we can, that we're not accustomed to sort of airing it out, getting other men's perspectives and seeing, wow, there's a lot to learn here.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Yes.
I often like to, and one of the things, ironically, in the politically correct lies column is acknowledge that there are inherent differences between men and women. Exceptions, of course, and abound, and generalities always have exceptions. But that said, how do you, what are the sort of generalities you might apply to men and women in regards to this being right notion?
Well,
or would you? I mean, you don't have to if you don't.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is just that when you're thinking about being right, you're talking about making someone else wrong.
Hmm.
So, you know, go ahead and make your wife wrong. It will destroy the intimacy in your relationship. So there's just no point. There's no point in being right. Whenever you need to be right, you need to make someone else wrong. So that's the first thing I would say. It doesn't work in relationships. And, you know, you're coming from a place of ego when you're doing that. And we talk quite a bit about being clear about what your commitment is and not letting your ego getting in the way of that. You know, so if your commitment is to have a loving relationship with your wife, if your commitment is to have a mutually respectful relationship with a business partner, then being right has no place in that.
So you can feel right, but isn't it then about how you frame that feeling and how you express it?
Well, really you have to look at, well, what does right mean? You may be able to see, you see a situation in a particular way, from a particular perspective, and you think you're right. But there's always more information. And the bigger issue, let's say there's a situation you have with your wife, she's talking about a particular event, and you know she has the wrong date or something like that. The bigger issue in that moment is taking care of the one you love, having a love affair in your home, you know, and being her protector. That's more important than the event.
Okay, how would you deal with that? That's a great example, because having she or he, if it were he, having the wrong date is a fact. That's not an opinion. That's not a nuance. So how should he express that to her without making her wrong?
Well, I think, you know, I would say, I think it's a different date, but we can go check.
Okay, so it's just not sounding like the authoritative a-hole.
Well, because the minute you take that position, she feels belittled.
Right.
And all sorts of other things, and it's like, what's the point? So, but we're not trained, sort of interpersonally, us men, we're not trained to see that, to be open to that, usually.
Hmm.
Except
mm-hmm.
the ones who have grown up in environments where there was such situations where you had to be on your toes to protect yourself, and you had a mentally ill parent, and there are people who are very tuned in, but they're coming from a whole different place. They're trying to avoid conflict. They have a different agenda. But we're not paying attention in a moment-by-moment basis to what's important to us, what's our commitment, what do we value. And so we get caught up in the moment, we get caught up in drama.
Or a detail that's ultimately irrelevant.
Most details are.
Yeah.
Most details are irrelevant. But there are people who make, you know, careers out of making details primary. And
as you know, I've been guilty of that.
Well, that's who I was thinking of.
I assumed as much.
People.
In so much that we almost are out of time, I'd like to ask you a question just very quickly off the top of your head. If you could offer one New Year's resolution for men, what would it be?
Oh, develop trusting relationships with other men. Because you need that support to be the best husband, father, man, businessman, brother, son that you can be.
I knew that would be the answer. I set you up. I threw you the softball. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you, Wayne.
They can reach me at my office in Agoura Hills, California, and you can find me at bettermencoaching.com and get a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. It just keeps on selling, Bruce.
Good for you. Well, it deserves to.
Thanks.
It's time for a break. I'll talk with you next week. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. Coming up is Teen Rap.
Keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep